information that we have right here.
It could be a good project.
Is changed.
I mean, the possibility of that.
Something that's not right.
And then, you know, come back with no right.
Can we postpone it for 30 days?
Well, here, that's where I'm getting at is, we can keep moving forward, or you guys can voluntarily say, it's obvious we need to, you know, do a little more work and present to you at the next, I don't know, would they have to go to the February meeting based
you
on the
date? Do it in January.
Or we voted up, you know, up or down right now, and you guys can go to the Board of Appeals.
Which would be January.
Board of Adjustments. But I really leave it in your hands. If you want us to vote on it, we'll vote on it right now. I just don't think you're going to have very good.
Can I make a request? Just kind of tiptoeing here, but I just want to feel something. This is my first time doing this. If you'd allow me the grace of you to speak just for a second. Is there a chance that based on, it's the temporary use permit, right, is what we're talking about, that we get approved for simply doing the rentals and the UTV riding on the trails, and everything else is secondary to approval? Could we start in a section that would be small, and we kind of go on a conditional use, and then we move forward from there just based on additional information that we come to you guys with?
So I actually laid this out to the Planning Commission as 5 separate conditional uses. They could vote on each one separately and discuss each one separately. If they felt like they could come to a vote of all the same on all 5 items, then they could make one motion for all 5 uses. But I really expect them to just go through recreation and, you know, entertainment outdoor. Is that something we want to approve per your plan? And a conditional use permit is for the owner. When he sells that goes away. So this is only for that certain person. Campground RV park, they discuss it and look at it and possibly come to a vote just on that. Shooting range, they could come. My staff recommendations were per your application. They could make recommendation that skeet only and go through and take a vote on just the shooting range. So, yes, to answer your question, you could get some of these uses approved and some not. You need to go to Board of Adjustment to appeal those reasons that they denied those separate uses.
But as the applicant, could they just drop all those except the UTV part on this application?
Well, that's up between you and the... I mean, if you don't vote on them, they're not going to be approved. I mean, if you want them to reapply and submit new applications with new plans and new requests at a future date for those uses, that would be an option for you guys to...
I just think, from my perspective, the UTV part goes to a couple of the concerns that I have with the, number 4, the noise and external impacts, the adequate access roads to get those vehicles in and out on trailers and campground on JJ, but that's just my
Scott, would they not be required to get a permit for all the clearing?
They have they have that land disturbance permit in place, yeah, with us and the DNR.
I know with projects we do between November and April, once you've got environmental clearance, you can do your clearing because of a long-eared bat and all of that. But during April and November, and then any type of creek crossing, wildlife, fish and game.
Well, we spent quite a bit of time here. Do we want to just go through each one?
If you don't mind. Just stop you right there. We'll just go ahead and postpone. We'll come back and we'll reassess as far as that goes. And we'll bring your concerns to light. We'll revamp everything.
Be more specific, more precise for you.
Like I said, this is my first time running through this whole process, so I'm learning as I'm going.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we want to get it right. So
we need to do a motion to table, if that's what they want to do.
I would make a motion to postpone to your next regular meeting, which is January the 9th.
I'll make a motion to postpone to our next regular meeting. Now.
In January? Got a motion? Motion a second?
Ready by January? I mean, let's make sure they're going to be ready by January.
Yeah. Or, sorry,
2023?
Or do you all go to the February?
You know what? Let's just do February.
I just want to make sure we have everything right.
They can't get it done.
I'll second it.
Hang on just a second. You guys are too speedy. Did you give the date, Randy?
No, I just said.
Motion to postpone till the February planning and zoning.
13th. February 13th.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay, we got a motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I agree.
Okay, just for everyone in the audience, basically what's transpired is they've withdrawn their application to work on it, and they're going to, we've tabled it till the February meeting. So February 13th will be the meeting. The same process will go through as far as the notification and all that, right, Scott, or no?
No.
It will not.
Since everybody that was going to be here and had concerns and listened on the live feed will know about that postponement since you made a motion.
Okay. So February 13th.
Yeah. It'll be a public hearing just like this?
It'll be a public hearing again as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So on old and new business, I do think we should acknowledge Mr. Randy Hayes, this being his final meeting. Is that correct, Randy?
Possibly.
So we won't fully acknowledge it then?
Oh, there we go. Got okay. The opening.
Well, let's take the gift cards away.
Be careful now.
All right. Is there any other old or new business? Can we get a motion to adjourn? Motion and second. All those in favor?
Whatever you think.
Aye.